if you weren't lucky enough to be around in the early 1980s when KPCW first signed on the air, you missed this amazing voice that woke us up on weekday mornings.
Hi, I'm Dan Wilcox, one of the co-founders of KPCW.
Dan Wilcox passed away Wednesday at his home in Heber City. He was 71. According to his longtime friend Jay Meehan, Wilcox grew up in Texas, where he learned the radio trade working for country western stations. He started in Utah radio back in 1971 when a friend heard of job openings at country station KMOR in Salt Lake. Both Wilcox and Meehan went down for interviews and got hired. It was about that time that Wilcox and Meehan met Blair Folner, who also worked at KMOR. Later, the three, along with Tom Bach and Becky Weidenhouse, started brainstorming about the future of a public radio station in Park City. The station signed on the air July of 1980. Wilcox talked to KPCW for the station's 30th anniversary celebration in 2010, and he had this to say about the very early days.
There was five of us that began the station. We were all professional broadcasters, but we were trained in commercial radio. Any myth that we had a clue what we were doing is wrong. We didn't know at all how to program a community radio station using all-volunteer air staff. And Blair and I were the two that worked the station after it signed on. And he was doing the management end of it, and I was doing the program directing, which meant it was up to me to go find the volunteers and to get them in. And I guess the basic premise was we opened the front door and said, come on in, sit down. That's a turntable. These are knobs and switches, and this is a microphone. They don't bite. They don't talk back. Say your piece. And it was surprising, amazing, really, to me, how many people actually stepped up and did it. By the second week, I had a waiting list.
In those early days, the station, he says, was eclectic as it could be.
We did from radio drama to poetry readings to political diatribes to bedtime stories for kids, and every musical genre you can think of was on there. And it wasn't all pretty. A lot of it was pretty chaotic, really, to tell you the truth. But it was the community stepping up for a common cause. And it was across all social lines and political lines and ethnic lines, hundreds of people. In the first few years, they called themselves the Volunteer Air Force. They were great. They programmed the station anywhere from 14 to 18 hours a day.
And the station, he remembered, had very little structure in those early days.
Everyone had their own idea about what they wanted to do and what they wanted to say to Park City. And the only commonality between a lot of them was the community and the fact that everyone wanted to see the radio station succeed. And they had their own ideas about how to do that. So we let them do it. And it was great fun. It really was. I learned a lot and had a great time doing it. And I just hope everyone else has as good of memories of it as I do.
Fellow KPCW co-founder Jay Meehan credits his loyal friend as integral to creating KPCW while serving as his mentor in commercial radio. Without Wilcox's hard work and humor, Meehan says, the station would not have come into being when it did, nor would it have had the same down-home character. He says Wilcox provided KPCW with the street cred, as he puts it, and a high degree of improvisational professionalism behind the microphone. And he adds, it didn't hurt that Wilcox had a great set of pipes. Blair Folner, also one of the co-founders and longtime station manager, says that Wilcox was a good friend, and early on, before most people believed it would happen, Wilcox worked hard to make KPCW a reality. KPCW was Wilcox's first venture into community radio.
He was the first volunteer director for the station and just did an incredible job of training all the volunteer staff that we needed for the day that we signed on the air, and had a thankless job of trying to keep the station staffed with all volunteers because we had no paid staff at that point, and he did a marvelous job with that.
And Wilcox, he says, was incredibly talented.
Everybody remembers Dan as being the cool, competent radio guy who knew more about Park City weather than just about anybody.
Wilcox was also KPCW's first paid staff member after Folner secured a federal grant through the Comprehensive Employment and Training Act program known as CETA.
I wasn't paid until the station had been on the air for 2 years. No, Dan, I got a a grant from the federal government under a low-income program where we got a CETA grant for him to be the program director. And so he was the first paid employee for almost the first 2 years.
Well, Cox took over the early morning show from Fulner in 1982, and he kept that position until he resigned in 1987. Nanchalot Noaker, a former reporter for KPCW and current editor of the Park Record, worked with Wilcox. She says her memories are infused with his low-pitched Texan drawl, his dry sense of humor, and his generous spirit. It was his voice, she says, that gently prodded Parkites into action every morning, offering community announcements and incredibly accurate weather forecasts. He played an important role, she says, in igniting KPCW's community campfire and will be missed. After his work at KPCW, Wilcox could be found driving taxis. For the last year or so, he was working as a taxi dispatcher. Dan Wilcox is survived by one daughter and two sons and a sister. No public memorial service is planned at his request. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.